USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The second day of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearing is continuing.
The game plan for today is to do our first round of 30-minute questioning. Each senator will have 30 minutes to interact with Judge Barrett.
Chair of the committee, Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, Barrett reminding everyone.
Judges can't just wake up one day and say, I have an agenda, I like guns, I hate guns, I like abortion, I hate abortion, and walk in like a royal queen and impose, you know, their will on the world.
More than 10 million voters have already cast ballots. Figures compiled by the United States Elections Project at the University of Florida show early voting this year is far ahead of the pace 4 years ago. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden will be in Florida today. President Trump holding a rally in Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Johnson & Johnson is taking a break from its coronavirus vaccine study because of an unexplained illness in one of the participants. Dr. Ving Gupta tells NBC's Today Show it's part of the process.
It should be reassuring to all of us that this happened, because clinical trials usually, this happens, severe adverse events happen occasionally. We hope they don't happen too often, and because then that would be concerning. But this says that the process is working, that there's rigorous scientific oversight happening. So this should be encouraging to us, but we need to learn more about what actually the severe adverse event was.
AstraZeneca also had to put its work on hold in September because of a patient's suspected adverse reaction in the United Kingdom. Inflation is slowing down to its lowest level in 4 months. The consumer price index rose 0.2% last month after a 0.4% gain in August. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo has a new book out on Tuesday titled American Crisis. The book speaks of hard lessons that he learned and his leadership during COVID-19. Coronavirus cases in New York are continuing to rise, and the governor has threatened another lockdown if things don't get under control soon. In New York, over 33,000 people have died from COVID-19. Joe Borelli is a New York City councilman.
We saw more deaths than the entire country of France. I mean, an entire largely populated European country, New York State still had more deaths. And the part that's so insulting is that as people were still dying, as people were still getting sick, as the uncertainty continued and businesses were closing, this was a guy who used that moment not only to take, you know, contemporaneous notes for a future book, but he was actually glad-handing publishers, shopping for agents, writing this book, and doing the work.
Borelli speaking there on Fox News. Kyle Burgess was on a 10-mile run on a hiking trail in Utah when a cougar began stalking him.
Go away! Go away! Please go away!
Come on, dude. I don't feel like dying today.
Burgess, walking as fast as he can and videotaping the nearly 6-minute ordeal with the cougar, eventually threw a rock at the animal and it ran away. Experts saying Burgess did the right thing. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.